Chapter 16. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue are from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. The Lord has made all for his own purpose, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though joined hand in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men turn away from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not transgress in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speaks what is right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to choose understanding rather than silver. The way of the upright is to turn away from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who handles a matter wisely shall find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a fountain of life to him who has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. The appetite of a laboring man works for him, for his hunger urges him on. An ungodly man digs up evil, and his lips are like a burning fire. A perverse man causes strife, and a whisperer separates chief friends. A violent man lures his neighbor and leads him into a way that is not good. He shuts his eyes to devise perverse things, and moving his lips, he brings evil to pass. The gray head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing of it is from the Lord.